This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew with the beautiful Ginny, who's even getting love from straight women like Michelle Clooney, who played Melanie on Queer as Folk.
Your Facebook picture is so hot.
Oh my God.
You are a cutie. Ginny's a hottie.
I'm blushing now.
Kind of blushing too.
If you tuned into Joy 94.9 two Saturdays ago at 2 p.m, you would have heard the world premiere of the latest addition to the Joy Spring program, a show called Soul Shift, which is hosted by Joe Lenning and Simone Walsh. Hump Day Health and Healing, we focus on areas of body, mind, soul and energy. The previous weeks we've been exploring a lot of body and mind, from fitness to health and even reflexology, but this week we're delving into the spiritual with a bit of soul. And joining us from Soul Shift is tarot reader Joe Lenning. Good morning.
Good morning, Hump Day crew.
You're ready to go. And we're going to get you to do Adza's cards very shortly, reading live to you. If you'd like any feedback or any guidance on what's going on in your life, 0427 Joy949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. We can give you a call and get you read live to air. Joe, you've been a tarot reader for a while now. Tell us a bit about your background.
Well, I've been in the spiritual world or spiritual industry for about 15 years now. So, professional tarot reader, teacher. Also take spiritual workshops for people wanting to change habits or their beliefs. So basically it's a passion of mine and, part of my life.
Now, when we're speaking about someone's soul, would you define it as the actuating cause of someone's life? How would you define what soul is for people who aren't so spiritual, so to speak?
Yeah, sure. All right, so we all have a soul. And if you think you don't, then you better think again, because we do. So we're on a soul journey. So each time we come to this earth embodied, we're going on a journey to learn lessons. So in those lessons, it's about getting the soul's growth. So spirituality is a big part of that, to get in contact or connect with your soul so you can understand your true purpose on earth.
Now, this may be an interesting question. Now, Hump Day Health and Healing is about, you know, the well-being of you and, you know, looking after you. For your soul, what is the best way to look after your soul? Is there, because it is an immaterial part of who you are, what is the best way of looking after it?
Okay, so connection. Body, mind, spirit, it's that simple. Looking after your body, yoga, meditation, food, nutrition, of course. And then we've got our mind, so we have to grow, as in educate, continuously learn about why we're here and the lessons. And our spirit, of course, that's the flavour of our soul. That's our little personality. So that comes into it as well. That's why we're all different.
And what methods do you use, Joe, to find out how your soul is tracking at the moment? Because my yin and yang and my soul, how do you find out?
Well, you can get readings done. You can, again, meditation or yoga. It's about connecting with your soul. So it's just sitting there and asking yourself that question, going within and saying, how am I feeling? What am I happy? Happiness is the purpose of the soul.
Okay. Excellent.
Are you happy, Bish?
I feel a bit happy. I'm happier now I'm talking to you this morning.
So. Hey, this is Anaya Day, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew, and I'm on a natural high every time I listen to them. Yes.
You're on the Hump Day Crew. Hump Day Health and Healing focuses on areas of body, mind, soul, and energy. And this week, we're delving into the spiritual world with a bit of soul. And joining us from Soul Shift, the show on Joy, Saturdays at 2 p.m., is tarot reader Joe Lenning. Joe, you're about to read Adam's card. He's shuffling at the moment.
I am indeed.
He's having a shuffle. He's quite good at that. He's got a good wrist action there.
Now, tell me, why do you have to shuffle the cards before you get a reading?
We want to get your energy in the cards. So what we're doing is opening up a channel now, asking universe, imagine it's a big pool of information. It's coming through you, into your hands, into the cards. So universe is choosing the cards for you.
Okay, so you need three cards. So I'll just give you one first of all. Here you go. Here's the first one.
Thank you. Oh, interesting. First one's the Chariot card. Now, it's talking about present moment for you. It's saying that success and victory coming your way. You've been waiting for it for a long time. And I'm even going to say in the next 7 weeks, that's coming through for you. So breaking free, moving forward. So you've been stuck, okay?
And do I get to ride a horsey?
Yeah, it's actually a chariot you can dress up to if you like.
Yay!
So success and victory, you've been waiting for it. It is yours in the next 7 weeks.
Beautiful. Okay, another card. There you go.
Oh, King of Pentacles. Now, that's a card for Taurians or Earth signs. Finances, I'm getting with this one. Lots of different meanings with court cards, which is King, Queens, Pages and Knights. But with this King, it's saying that investments or financial situations, embark in those now, go for it. So got your money saved or you're saving money, it's saying use it for an investment, purchase something with it.
Okay, and card number three, let's go that one.
Okay, don't be alarmed. It is the Ten of Swords.
I'm a little bit alarmed. I can see the cards. Yeah. That looks pretty bad.
It's a picture of a guy laying down with 10 swords in his back, and he's pretty much dead.
It's not acupuncture.
Yeah, I was just going to say. So you get some.
However, there is no dark cards or, you know, negative cards in the tarot. It's all good messages, all right? You okay with that, Adam?
Yeah.
So this weekend you're going to get a number of special things in your back there.
Oh, it's right.
Acupuncture. Yeah.
Different from all other weekends, I'm sure.
No, let Joe tell us what does that mean,
right.
Joe?
Oh, right. So look, you'll see that the swords are pretty much in his back and all over him, but it's saying, well, swords represent your thoughts, all right? So it's saying that in the next 10 weeks, and I'll say that, you are putting an end to all of these negative thoughts you've been having.
Oh.
All right. So, and it's a card for insecurity. So it's an end to all those negative thoughts and the insecurities. You can see that his little hand is doing an okay sign. So he's pretty much.
That's
the
card, by the way. That's the card.
Yeah, the picture of the card.
Not Adam.
Not Adam. Yeah, it's okay, Adam, anyway.
Okay.
But the card, the picture depicts a man, laying down with an okay sign in his hand.
All right.
Saying it's okay to let go.
We might pop a picture of those cards up on our blog if you'd like to check that out, thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com. They'll be up in a couple of hours' time.
And we've also been asking you for SMSs, so 0427JOY949, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. And we've actually had a question through for you, Joe. The question is, if someone has had a major trauma in their life, can this cause them to disconnect from their soul?
Absolutely. Sometimes what happens is it can take a chunk of our aura, and what we have to do then is mend that aura, and it's around the heart especially. So good thing is to just visualize the color green, pick up anything green, wear green, and once you get that color inside of you again or get that aura repaired, you'll start to feel a whole lot better.
Joe, another question for you. How much does another person influence the direction of your soul, direction of your aura, really?
So we're talking about soulmates,
No, not so much soulmates. I'm just in general. Mm. Like how often do you find that with your experience from people coming in for guidance, how often or how much does another person influence that, do you reckon?
I think our destiny is our destiny. Our soul has chosen our life when we come to Earth. And I think you might go off track. A person might even take you off track for a while, but you will definitely come back on your destiny, the path.
So maybe if you said green, so if we find our Kermit the Frog and we find somebody that's going to make us feel warm and fuzzy inside, then that's the way to get our soul intact and get us going, Joe.
You will definitely feel it, Bish, when somebody comes along.
Get your greens out, guys, whether it be vegetables or Kermit the Frog. Thank you, Joe Lanning, for joining us. You can catch her at Soul Shift, the new show on Joy, Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on Joy 94.9. That was Hump Day Health and Healing, focusing on the soul.
Everyone, I'm Sharon Glass. You may remember me as Debbie Novotny on Queer as Folk. And I am here to tell you are listening to the Hump Day Crew at Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.